Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And now on Mind Food Radio, time to welcome a guy who's been on the program before, Chris Thornton, and an interesting topic and one that is very concerning.
That's right. Well, today we're going to talk to Chris about bulimia. And welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you for having me back again.
Chris, in terms of bulimia, is it increasing?
Look, the rates of bulimia now affects about somewhere between 1-2% of women. And yet back in 1950, it was actually quite an unheard of disease. Now that might have been because it was hidden, because one of the characteristics of bulimia is the shame that goes along with binge eating and purging. But it's now a relatively common problem facing women today.
Do you think it's because also it's probably been a little more exposed, that perhaps it was there in the 50s, but things are a little more open now?
Well, look, I think we're getting better at identifying eating disorders in general, which is a really good thing. I think people are picking them up earlier. And, look, you know, one good thing about publicity about eating disorders and people getting out there and talking about eating disorders is sufferers can identify that they're not the only person with this problem and can go and get help earlier. The statistic used to be that before a person presented bulimia, they'd suffered for about 5 or 6 years, which is a really awful statistic.
Yeah.
And from a behavioural and psychological perspective, someone's coming to you for treatment for the first time with a really entrenched behavioural pattern and often feeling really hopeless that they'll ever be able to change it.
Does it affect boys?
Yeah, look, it does. Eating disorders, it's a really good question. Eating disorders are not just disorders of women. They actually can affect everybody. And there are definitely males presenting with bulimia. Absolutely.
And is it more a certain age group in terms of identifying it? You know, like, are you seeing teenage girls, or is it more, women in their 20s?
Average age of onset is about 18 to 20, whereas a disease like an illness like anorexia, about 13 or 14, and then again at sort of 17 and 18. Bulimia occurs a little bit later than that.
And what are the triggers often for that?
One of the reasons that I think bulimia is such an important topic today is that you are very unlikely to develop bulimia unless you've started to diet. And most people who develop bulimia will be dieting for about a year and dieting pretty intensively for about a year before they start to develop binging symptoms. And one way of thinking about bulimia is that it's the body is starting to fight back. When you deprive yourself of nutrients, particularly things like, carbohydrates, your body starts really to crave them. And people with bulimia often think in quite a black and white way. And so they get into a pattern where they create a whole lot of food rules, like carbohydrates are bad or chocolate is bad.
Yeah.
So you're depriving yourself of something, your body starts to crave it, and then you start to have a small portion of it, and then that black and white thinking kind of kicks in. You go, well, I've started, I may as well keep going, because I know tomorrow I'm going to diet again. And that often kicks off a pattern of what we call binge eating, which is where somebody will eat a lot of food in a pretty short period of time, and really importantly, feel very out of control with it, and that's what's called a binge.
How do you fix it?
Bulimia is a very treatable illness, and using what we call cognitive behaviour therapy, which is a specific psychological technique, we can, in about 20 sessions over 5 months, get about 70 to 80% of people really, really well from it. And the core kind of things that are important in therapy is to help the patient stop their dieting, so stop the restrictive eating, help them a little bit with valuing other things about themselves rather than just weight and shape.
It's very, very interesting. Well, Chris, thank you for joining us today on the program.
My great pleasure.
I know that the interview now will have helped listeners for anyone perhaps who has a family member or a friend that may be bulimic. So, Chris, thanks a lot for being on today's show.
Absolute pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.